Rocking Lusaka, Airways, and the surrounding areas on 94.9. We are Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio. Kombon Radio.
Kombon Radio. Entrepreneurs deserve more than ordinary banking. The Access Bank Diamond Business Advantage account is designed for SMEs, the driving force of the economy. It brings you seamless digital payments, smarter cash management, and the kind of support that keeps your enterprise moving with confidence. From the first step of your journey to every milestone ahead, this is the account that puts strength and simplicity at the end of your business. Call 202 or visit any of our branches to open an account today. Access Bank, more than banking.
Deposit your drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? Then I need your physical meeting. You charge a boss, I'm a member. Relax banking, just got better. Banking, just got better. Saving as a group, Papa, just got better. Saving in a chapa, I'm just got better. FND group, savings account. FND group, savings account.
FNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat and the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Water blues in some parts of Mukushi worry residents. In African news, harsh realities for Mozambique's displaced as crisis continues. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of John Hood, Kasokota and Mambilima in Mukushi's Chitina ward have raised concerns over the persistent lack of water in their communities. The affected residents say the area does not have enough bohos, forcing many households to walk long distances in search of clean and safe water. The community members are calling on government to consider drilling additional boreholes to improve access to water. They noted that the situation has become increasingly difficult, especially for women and children who bear the burden of fetching water for their households. In response, Mukushi Town Council Chairperson Nelson Chilemu assured residents that government will provide hand pumps for immediate relief. He added that more boreholes will be drilled in the affected communities to address the water challenges more sustainably.
So, I think by next year, if a quarter million in the number, our cancer and I in the WDC, so I'm going to be a small second. Because this directive, it was a very good one. I want to be the one on the Chinese. So I'm going to say, yeah, I have a chance. But the one was not to see us.
Kitwe's Limaposa Ward Councillor Lakson Filongwe has expressed concern that human rights are being misinterpreted and misused, leading to a lack of discipline among youths. Mr. Filongwe stated that the emphasis on human rights has made it difficult for parents and teachers to discipline children, leading to an increase in drug abuse and other social issues. He called upon the authorities to review the human rights laws to address the issue, stating that the current laws are being exploited by youths who are getting away with unacceptable behavior. Mr. Filongwe also encouraged parents to take responsibility for teaching discipline to their children, emphasizing that it is essential for their well-being and future success. The Young Women Christian Association, YWCA, has welcomed their plans to make gender-based violence GBV offences non-bailable. Speaking in an interview, YWCA Regional Coordinator Janet Mwaba says this move will help prevent victims from withdrawing cases due to intimidation by perpetrators. Ms. Mwaba notes that previously many GBV cases have failed to proceed due to victims' fear for their lives. She says once enacted, the move will be a step towards safeguarding human rights for all in Zambia. On Wednesday, President Hichilema announced that government is moving GBV offences to non-bailable status as part of efforts to safeguard human rights. For